The clock is ticking on Capitol Hill. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A government shutdown could be triggered in 8 days if Congress does not pass a funding bill. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says if money for border security is not included, he'll urge Republicans to vote no.
Happening right now behind closed doors, Fox has told Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is presenting his Commitment to America agenda to the House GOP conference.
Now that is his blueprint for Republicans in the midterm elections to win back control of the House.
And one of the biggest items in McCarthy's plan is securing the border. The GOP plans to end catch and release, reinstate the remain in Mexico policy, and finish the border wall if they regain majority.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol. The Biden administration claims the border is secure and Republicans are being reckless, sending migrants to northern cities and states. A prisoner swap today in Ukraine. More than 200 of that country's fighters were set free in exchange for more than 50 Russians being released. The day after Saudi Arabia brokered talks to release 10 foreign fighters, two of them Americans, who Russia had sentenced to death.
40-year-old Army vet Alexander Druk and 27-year-old Marine Andy Hoon, both from Alabama. They went to Ukraine to help defend it against the Russian invasion. But they were captured by Russian forces last June in a firefight in the Donbass.
Fox's Eric Shaw. A federal appeals court has ruled the Justice Department can continue to review classified materials seized from former President Trump's Florida home, lifting a judge's order blocking that. Now, Trump again claims he declassified everything in that material, telling Fox the president can declassify anything, even just thinking about it.
Because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it, and there doesn't have to be a process.
He also calls a witch hunt. The lawsuit filed against him by and three of his oldest children by Democratic New York Attorney General Letitia James alleging financial fraud. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More selling on Wall Street. The Dow is down 182 points. The NASDAQ is losing 127. The S&P 500 is down by around 20 on top of yesterday's big drops, fueled by the Fed following another interest rate hike, 0.75%. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says there are more coming to fight inflation.
Over coming months, we will be looking for compelling evidence that inflation is moving down, consistent with inflation returning to 2%.
Last month, consumer prices were up 8% compared to a year ago. Now, this is rate hike number 5 this year for the Fed, and that means
consumers and corporations will see higher borrowing costs, and that's going to impact the overall pace of growth. Mortgage rates over 6% now. Car loans could be breaking through 6% soon. Credit card interest rates already on the very high side. They will increase. The flip side of this, a little interest earned on savings accounts. Some high-yield online savings accounts paying close to 2%.
Fox Business Network's Jackie DeAngelis. The price of oil surging up more than $2, back over $85 a barrel. And gas has moved up a fraction, a second straight day after falling daily for 14 weeks from the $5.01 a gallon record. AAA's national average now about $3.68. That's still 49 cents more than a year ago. Anyone who drives a Kia or a Hyundai, be careful.
The Highway Loss Data Institute says that some Kias and Hyundai vehicles are stolen at nearly twice the rate of the rest of the auto industry because their keys lack computer chips. tips for theft immobilizer systems, and thieves know it. A Kia Hyundai TikTok challenge encouraging thefts began in Milwaukee 2 years ago, with the problem spreading nationwide. New Hyundais and Kias now come with immobilizers, as the companies say they're working to provide either steering wheel locks or security kits that targets the thieves' methods.
That's Jeff Manasso. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.